So getting quality sleep is as important to you being healthy as a balanced diet or even regular exercise. Like we always think we got to eat right, got to exercise, but really sleep is the most important thing. And if you're not sleeping your best, it's probably time to replace your mattress. At a Sleep Number store, you can see and feel how a Sleep Number mattress adjusts to you for just right comfort every night. You know, does your bed do that now? The Sleep Number bed lets you choose your ideal comfort on each side, so it's the perfect bed for couples. Optional Sleep IQ technology inside lets you track your sleep, gives you personal insights. You can see how life affects your sleep and how sleep affects your life. My sleep number is a 30. My Sleep IQ score last night was in the high 80s, but that changes, and I always know and can look at it and change my life depending on how I sleep. Go into a Sleep Number store and see the difference. Save $400 on their most popular P5 queen mattress right now. You'll only find a Sleep Number at any of the 500 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find the one nearest you by calling 800-NEXT-BED. And when you go in, tell them you heard it on the Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is a Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Yeah, we're back.
Woo!
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 Woo! Yeah! Come on, studio! We're all exhausted.
Oh my.
Ow!
Amy was in Haiti all weekend with her kids.
Got home late.
Did you?
Yeah.
Really? I didn't know that.
The flight didn't even land till 10 p.m.
Real? Oh, I was in North Dakota.
We're
and I got
our
back.
Country.
Yeah, I mean.
We might as well have both been in different countries.
Yeah. Eddie, what did you do?
Nothing, man. I rested, but I like didn't get a lot of sleep last night just because I wanted to be on y'all's same page.
Yeah!
Woo!
We're faking it. We're feeling it.
Yeah.
Make it.
Feel like crap. Yeah.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah.
If you're exhausted, say hey.
Hey.
Woo.
If
all right.
Okay.
No, we're good.
Listen,
it's Monday for everybody. We're going to muscle through this.
No, it's only the first hour.
Here's a funny. I know. We got many hours.
Save it.
Here's a funny story, though. Some of our best shows are whenever we're
delirious.
Nuts.
Yeah.
Here's a funny story that we didn't tell. So my girlfriend put out a record. Over the weekend. It came out Friday, right?
Mm-hmm.
iTunes, iHeartRadio. We get it wherever you want, right? And so we went to her album release party where she played a bunch of songs. And like the head of a record label gets up and goes, and it was kind of embarrassing because he goes, hey, I just want to talk about something. And he's like, there's somebody who, you know, has really put a spark in her eye lately. And I go, oh no. And Eddie goes, he looks at me and he goes, it's her producer. And they say, we both thought it was me.
Oh,
and
my God.
And it wasn't
I was like so embarrassed for you. Like, oh, my gosh, she's going to be the one where the light turns right to Bobby.
Yes. Yeah, the spotlight.
And I was like trying to stay out of the back, too. And I was like, kind of going to walk up and take a wave.
Oh, so you were already like doing
well,
the
I just
whole...
felt, I,
the way he
awkward.
Set it up
yes.
sounded like it was perfect because he was like talking about, you know, she was working on her music and all that. But you know what? Someone came into her life at the right time and we're like, it's Bobby, obviously.
And I was ready to go up and do my wave to the crowd just because I don't want to be awkward. And he goes, her producer, Christian. And I was like,
yeah.
Oh.
Awkward.
And then she goes into the song and then,
oh,
know.
I missed that part. Dang.
That was so funny.
And then she was like, oh, here we go.
Boy,
yeah, it was awkward. All right, we're going to rock and roll, though, today. We at Red Rock?
Yeah, rock and roll. Right. Born This Way.
What? Lady Gaga?
No, I was born
all right.
Ready.
All right.
Bobby Bones.
Come on.
Recognizing people, doing cool things.
It's ICU.
Illinois paramedic Todd Zobrist was called to Silver Lake after witnesses saw an SUV drive into the lake. He gets there and he's like, oh crap. He jumps into the water, knocks out the window in this submerged vehicle. It was dark and he thought he'd find an adult. He found a baby inside of there. Pulls the baby out.
Oh my gosh.
Performed CPR on the baby.
What?
The 31-year-old paramedic's been called a hero and saved the kid's life. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, that's an ICU for sure.
Wow. So I see you, Todd Zobrist, saving lives. And just your job, period. Everybody, all the paramedics, saving lives. Nice work. I see you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymond in sports March Madness. Final Four is all set. South Carolina versus Gonzaga. North Carolina versus Oregon. Games are Saturday. In other news, the manhunt continues coast to coast for that teacher who kidnapped a student 2 weeks ago. Officials say they may have altered their appearances. There have been over 1,000 tips, but still nothing. And finally, in Denver, two teenage girls were barred by a United Airlines gate agent from boarding a flight from Denver to Minneapolis because they were wearing leggings. They were flying with an employee travel pass, and that does include a dress code. So there you go.
I'm going to tell you, I popped a pimple so hard today. on my chest that it exploded.
Ew, that's gross.
I know, and it's gross early in the morning, but I cheered. Mm-hmm. And not on purpose, but I was like, oh, man. It goes, boom, and I was like, yeah. Mm-hmm. It was like I watched a three-pointer go in. Because you hate having any sort of blemishes. And when I don't sleep, I didn't sleep a lot. I was traveling this weekend, and I'll start to break out a bit. And it looked like a third nipple. I'm telling you. It was like,
oh.
I know. And so I hit it, and it was like, boom. And I was like, dude, that was awesome. Like, I wish I could have done it again. It was quite
a
thrill.
If you could have filmed it, you would have got a lot of hits on YouTube.
I know. I don't like to watch other people's, though.
Well, other people like to watch that.
Okay, but I know so that's your gross. Thing. You get on Instagram and watch Debbie the Pimple Popper.
Dr. Pimple Popper.
Whatever. So there was that. I also have these to give away to you guys. I know you guys that came. So my girlfriend had an album release party, and she wrote probably 200 thank you cards over the weekend.
Wow.
To everybody who came to her album release party.
Oh, my gosh.
So here. Amy. Nada. Show me to give these to you guys.
Okay.
Eddie.
Yep.
And Mike D, I have yours, too.
Wait, so, open them right now?
I don't care. She had so nice if I don't give them away.
It's like stationery.
It's not like...
money?
Present or anything.
Oh.
No, you don't have to. It's not Christmas.
Oh, it's just a nice letter.
Thank you card. She, all weekend she wrote thank you cards to like hundreds of people. It's like, you're crazy. I keep falling. So anyway.
Personalized.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And her L, like as in Lindsay L, it's an E and then two. It looks like a guitar. Did you ever notice that, Amy?
Yeah.
It's an E and then two L's. It looks like a guitar. I know.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Some people don't notice
it. I just thought it was a guitar.
Oh, you see? Some people don't notice that. It just looks like plays guitar. But, it's E and then the two L's look like a guitar.
That.
Yeah,
I feel left out.
Well, you didn't go. You had to work.
I know, but, I mean, I support her.
Thanks, Lindsay.
Well, what's your favorite her record just came. What's your favorite song?
Oh, definitely Worth the Wait.
Which one does that sound like?
It's worth the wait.
That's right. I'll tell you what, I'll have her write you a card tonight.
Thank you.
Just because you are supportive.
Yeah, that's right. I'm supportive. I feel this hard beyond itself. Man, work gets in the way sometimes. She's gotta understand that.
No, she wasn't mad. She didn't get mad at that stuff.
I know, but man, it feels weird not getting a card.
You had to work. It's
you
fine.
Didn't go.
I understand.
It'll be her, like on iTunes, her record was number 2 all weekend.
That's crazy.
I know. I was like, I expected it to be about 50. I was being honest with her. Sometimes honesty is not the best policy.
Why?
Because you don't tell your girlfriend it's going to be number 50.
No, it wasn't a full album. It was 6 songs, and there was no promotion behind it, and there was no pre-order. There was nothing to it. And you just thought it would be, but it wasn't. It was number 2, like, almost the entire weekend. So, it was good. I didn't see her much. This weekend, I was in North Dakota, which I mentioned earlier, and they might be the nicest people I've ever met.
Really?
And they are so different about weather than we are.
Uh-huh.
I got there, it was 39, right? And it was like a summer day to them. Bismarck the first day. And there's a guy who was at the hotel, and he recognizes me, and he's in a t-shirt and long shorts on the pockets, what are those called?
Cargo shorts.
Yeah, okay. And a slight mullet, right?
All
right. And I pull up, and he's like, hey. I'm like, what's up? He goes, Bobby Bones. I'm like, yeah. He goes, we brought you the good weather. And he's serious. And I looked in our truck, it was 39 degrees.
Yeah.
And he was like, glad we could bring a little bit of springtime to you. But he was as serious as could be,
mm-hmm.
nice as could be, but that was like awesome to them.
Yeah.
So they were just chilling. In like 39, 40 degree weather.
And happy as can be. If we're in that, we're like, oh my gosh.
Well, I mean, I left Nashville, like 55. But they could have been the nicest group of people.
That's awesome.
That I've ever met. And cool. I drove probably 7 hours through North Dakota all around. It was quite the drive. And yeah, people were very nice.
Huh.
People in like Minot.
So yeah. Pretty consistent all throughout the state?
Well, it's consistent. A lot of ice.
I saw Frozen Lake, another one.
It looked like a foam party.
It's pretty awesome.
And I wanted to get over and get into the Frozen Lake. Because it wasn't like an ice lake, like Wisconsin. Wisconsin, their lakes are frozen over.
Right. Oh, what was this?
This was like it looked like foam.
Whoa.
Like back in college.
Like a big slushy lake?
Yeah, basically. If you poured red Kool-Aid over it, you just eat it all. It was amazing. That's what, and Amy went to Haiti, so it was like the opposite for her. It was like summertime for her.
Hey, it's you, Bobby Bones on.
What's up, Bobby?
Time for the good news. Monday morning's positivity right now.
Tell me something good.
I'm going to go first. A 4-year-old boy named Roman used Siri on his mom's iPhone to call 911 when she fell unconscious. Again, he's 4 years old. The boy told the dispatcher that her eyes were closed and she wasn't breathing. So he said, okay, try to wake her up. And he wasn't able to. He knew his address, stayed on the phone, and because he knew how to talk to Siri and knew what 911 was.
Wow.
At 4 years old. Eddie, you have a 3-year old.
Yeah. He talks to Siri.
Would he know, like, hey, this is how to call 911?
I think he does. It's written on the refrigerator. He can't read it, but the 9-year old can. So hopefully together they'd do the right thing. I don't know if he can do it on his own.
Well, shout out to this boy, Roman. 4 years old, and to the mom who taught him that. Amy, you're up.
So this kid was at a hospital, a Mayo Clinic, out of town getting chemotherapy. He was on his 60th round, actually, and he had his favorite teddy bear with him. He's only 5 years old. His beloved bear, Ted's, left it at the hospital. But again, they traveled there for the treatment. Got home, couldn't find the bear. Called the hospital, no luck. She posted the mom something on Facebook. It was shared more than 1,000 times. The teddy bear has been found and volunteers at the hospital in the process of returning it back to the little boy.
That's awesome.
Love it.
Lunchbox.
Back when Hurricane Katrina hit, LaShae Brown was 3 years old when she was rescued by Mike Maroney of the Air Force, airlifted out of there via helicopter. She's now 14, and he, you know, inspired her to join the Junior ROTC. She reunited with him, and he's taking her to the Junior ROTC ball.
Yeah, I saw that. It's really cool. That's really cool. See, good news. It's all about positivity here on Tell Me Something Good. Thanks for hanging out on Monday. I read an article about how 40% of U.S. jobs are at really high risk of being replaced by robots over the next 15 years. But I don't think it's any different than what's been happening in the last 100 years. Like, they were screaming about that when the old assembly line was created.
I know.
This is just how it's going to be. The smarter we get, the more we create things. And what's going to happen is we're going to have to start doing jobs that robots can't do, which is going to go back to the creative job. Because now, no one wants to do creative jobs because they don't make any money. Like, creative jobs stink. Like, this job stinks. And so...
Oh, robots.
Well, but this isn't really a story because it's been happening forever. Like, it's through the test of time.
Sure.
Like, we've always had robots, or maybe not even robots, but technology replacing things that we do.
Something that makes life easier.
50 years ago, you had to lift your own boxes. Now we have forklifts.
Correct.
Mm. You know, so this isn't really a thing. Everybody freaking out about that, but it's just always going to happen like this. Lyft is gonna, I don't ever use Lyft. Like, I don't even Lyft app on my phone.
Me neither, but I think Lunchbox does.
I'm Lyft. Lyft all the way, yeah.
Well, so I have Uber, and when they're basically the same thing, but Lyft is gonna allow passengers, it's like $9.94, that 6 cents will go to a charity if you want it to.
Round up.
Yeah. And Austin, they have a thing called Rideshare Austin where they do that. But Lyft is going to do this on a national thing. Lunch, cool. Do you care about this? Would you donate or no?
I mean, I feel like they're kind of putting peer pressure on you because they're going to judge you if you don't donate. But, I mean, maybe every once in a while. Do you get to pick the charity?
You get to pick the kind of charity. Not exactly, but, like, kind of where it goes.
I may pass.
Oh, you're going to pass on that?
Yeah. Bobby Bones
Show. Here's the latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Amy's 30-second skinny.
Over the weekend, Carrie Underwood celebrated her 100th performance on the Grand Ole Opry stage with 4 sold-out shows. Backstage, they had a huge cake for Carrie and 100 pink roses in her dressing room. So this is pretty cool. Vince Vaughn was initially in the running to play Joey on Friends before he was cut by a casting director in favor of Matt LeBlanc. I'm Amy. That's your 30-second skinny.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Illinois. 2 friends were having an argument at how strong a tree was. Huh? And the guy said, I can knock that tree over with a car. And he goes, there is no way that tree is too strong.
Stop it.
So he got in his car and kept ramming the tree, trying to knock it over. Destroyed his car. Tree still standing.
So he lost.
Goodness. What's wrong with people?
They're boneheads.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Oh, I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
The Bobby Bones Show.
I guess your Haiti trip was awesome. I watched all your Instagram videos and photos and stuff.
It was so fun.
It got a little much for me in a good way. But it was just like every post you're posting was like so emotional. And it was just like, when every scene of a movie is way emotional, you're like, well, I'm exhausted.
Oh, I wasn't trying to be emotional.
Were you guys looking at Amy's Instagram?
Oh, yeah.
And it was
very awesome.
So awesome.
But it was like you're watching this. You know what it was like? It was like if every Instagram you posted was the final scene of Extreme Home Makeover. Because you know that feeling you get where it's like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
But it was every picture you were posting. It was like Extreme Home Makeovering me every time.
Golly, imagine being there in person. I was an emotional roller coaster, but it was awesome.
Amy, on Friday after the show, went to Haiti because, man, 4 years ago, Amy went on a mission trip. And it was for a woman's conference. And she went to an orphanage there, and she found these kids, and she was like, these are the kids I'm supposed to adopt. And she had been through domestic adoption process, and because she'd been moving so much, it was never able to work out. And so she has these kids, and we've been going through it forever. It kind of feels like, sorry.
I know.
You have been, but a little bit me too. But we've been going through this for like 4 years, right?
Yeah.
And so you go, and they're your kids, and they're coming in the next few months. But it's been weird because you said, hey, you're my kids, but they still haven't been able to move here.
No. And this is my first time back since I had a 2-week bonding trip with them. My husband and I were there for 2 weeks in November because it's required by law. And that's when it was just like the bond got legit. And this is my first time back since then. And so it was like instantly we just reconnected like, Mom, like all I heard was mom. I'm like, oh my gosh.
Was it overwhelming
like,
a bit?
Sometimes I would look at like my girlfriends and I'd be like, are they talking to me? Like it was a lot. Like they always needed something, which was great. But I was like, I got to get good at this. I felt like I had all my girlfriends there like helping me. I was like, can y'all just come live with me? This is really easy when I've got like 8 different hands and whatnot. But
so a 9-year-old and a 5-year-old.
6, yeah. Mm-hmm. 9.
When did he turn 6?
Last August, he'll turn 7 in August, and she turns 10 in April.
Dang.
Wow.
Before you know it, they're off to college, literally.
Literally. I need them to be here, like, so bad. I'm just so in love with them. I can't stop staring at them when they sleep. Or I'm like, this is legit what it's like to be a parent. And I never got to have that, like, experiencing, like, giving birth and having a baby and, like, wanting to just stare at your baby and talk about your baby all the time. I feel like now that's me. But they're not a baby. They're like adults.
No, they're not adults, first of all. I like that. They're not. Is their English getting better?
Yes. I told my daughter she was using her English well, and I know she understands more than she lets on, and I know she can speak more than she lets on. So I told her, I said, this weekend, I'm only here for a little bit, but I really would love for you to use your English the entire time. And she would help translate for her little brother and take good care of him. And it was really great. I don't know. It's so fun.
Do you sleep in the same room?
Yeah, this is the first time we've done that.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. How'd that go?
Really good. I just want to stare at them while they sleep.
Did they sleep through the night?
Yeah. And nobody wet the bed, which is a really big deal. Thought that was going to happen. I was told by multiple friends that's totally going to happen because they're just going to be weird. Didn't happen.
Did they ask when they get to come here? Or do they know that's happening?
I tried to be very upfront from the get-go. Even had our driver security like translator explained to them from the get-go. I wanted no confusion of like, this is the trip where we're bringing home. Obviously their dad wasn't able to go, so it was a girl's trip. So we were like, we're here, we're gonna have
fun. Why
didn't
your husband go?
Well, this is a trip I planned with a couple of girlfriends before he changed his trip to come home from a work trip on my birthday. And in order to do that, he had to work the following weekend in Texas. So it was sort of a trade-off. So I'd already planned it with the girlfriends, which was perfect. He went and did the weekend trip in Texas, but he got to come home for my birthday. So it was a trade-off.
I think I'd rather wait to see the kids, though.
Huh? Totally. Better than a birthday.
Yeah.
No, he may go back. He may have to go there by himself, and he can. He's got some time off, so he may go by himself while I'm here working just to kind of visit them. But they understand that next time...
Are you going to go back, do you think, before they move here?
Depends on how long it takes. I know our translator almost said, next time you see your mom, she's going to be taking you home. And I said, oh, can you just say, we're taking you home soon? Because I don't know that's the next time. I may have to go back and visit them again if I miss them so much.
I'm glad it went well.
Thank you.
Yeah. I saw the story of this guy wearing a pig mask, and he went into a casino and robbed a jewelry store. And so everyone in the casino started to get down. And they got under tables, and they were tweeting. There was a gunman. And there was, but he didn't rob the actual casino. He robbed, like, the jewelry store. You know how casinos on the edge, they have all the nice stores?
Yeah.
So people were panicking. There were no injuries. It was never an active shooter, but it was a guy in a pig mask, right? And I was like, wow, that's crazy. And then I remembered, I was at New York, New York, when someone went there and shot the casino up in the air. Do you guys remember?
Oh, yes.
That?
Yeah. What?
Yep.
We were in the building.
Uh-huh.
And all of a sudden, people start to freak out. We're like, I wonder what that was. Probably just a concert or something. Because it just goes boom. It's like, woo! That's what it sounded like. Like somebody had just won a big craps roll or something. And we were walking out of New York, New York, softball Ricky and I, and someone had a gun and shot the gun in the casino.
Yeah.
Good thing I wasn't
crazy.
There. I'd have had to jump in there and stop it.
Probably. That's what you do.
Can you imagine, though? Because I would dive underneath the table.
Oh, no. Yeah, I'd freak out.
Yeah, oh, which is a, yeah, freak and freak out. I'm glad you finished that.
Yeah.
Yesterday, we fly back from North Dakota. I did a couple stand-up shows in North Dakota. And so my girlfriend picks me up, and Mike D is with me. And so she's driving us back to my house. And as she's driving back, and I'll say what she said, and Mike D, you do an impression of me, okay?
Okay.
I wish I hadn't reacted the way that I did, but this is what she said to me. She goes, hey, listen, I was talking to our neighbors yesterday.
Okay.
So, Mike D, I'm going to say it again, and you're with us.
Yeah.
You do exactly what I did when she said that thing, okay? And I wish I wouldn't reacted this way. But she said, hey, so listen, I was talking to our neighbors yesterday.
Whoa. About 5 minutes of that.
And so then she...
She was like, okay, maybe I shouldn't have said our neighbors. She was like, I didn't mean it. She goes, I mean, I was here all weekend.
I get it.
Wait, what? Y'all are slow.
I'm so slow. I was like, what's wrong with the neighbors?
No.
Our neighbors.
Oh, man.
Yeah, not your neighbors. Our neighbors.
Yeah, because y'all don't live together.
Yeah.
Got it.
And I was like, whoa. Yeah.
All right.
It's a funny turn of events because on Friday's show, we were doing the dance party. And sometimes I'll like lead Eddie into songs. And I was like, hey, who's got the hot mom? And just instinctually, Eddie goes, Lunchbox. And I was like, no, I went into Stacy's mom.
Yeah, duh.
Yeah. I thought it was just a question
no,
you were asking.
We were in the middle of the dance party and we were going through songs. And I'll be like, hey, Eddie, I'm just the guy with the what? I'm just the guy with the girl. And then I hit the song.
Yeah,
and I'm like, Eddie, who's got the hot mom? And he's like, Lunchbox. And it was weird.
I feel like if you would have said, who's got it going on? I would have said Stacy's mom. But instead, you gave me the option of me, like, my brain just thinking, who's got the hottest mom?
And it so went to my mom.
It went to Lunchbox's mom.
Automatically. I don't know why, but that's what came out of my mouth.
Lunchbox's dad had an issue with that.
Oh, great.
My dad called me and he's like, hey, you got Eddie's number? And I'm like, Eddie's number? He goes, let's just say I was listening to the dance party and I hear that he's checking out my wife. So I need to give him a call and get an apology.
Not checking out his wife.
Wow. Well, obviously you are if you think she's hot, but he.
Because it came out. This is what I said, who's got the hottest mom, Eddie? And Eddie, you said,
Lunchboxes.
And we were like, what? Lunchbox's mom has got it going. The weird thing about Lunchbox's mom, she looks exactly like Lunchbox.
Okay.
Just about to say that.
I didn't even think about it.
So do you think Lunchbox is hot?
Yes.
Dude, you better say no.
Oh, God. Stop. Look.
Eddie is like blushing.
You did. It's so embarrassing.
Go ahead.
What? Look, I got a text, too, from a random number that said, Eddie, I didn't know you cared. I should make a trip to Nashville very soon.
Was that your mom?
It's his mom.
Was that
now
your
they're
mom?
Messing with me.
Yeah, all right. Lunchbox's mom has got it going on. Dang, dude.
And she goes, I just want you to know it made my week.
Dang, now she's flirting back with you.
So how do you respond to that?
I said, haha, LOL. Okay, I'm done.
Kiss your face.
Oh, no. That's awkward, dude.
Yeah.
So what does your dad want?
He just wants an apology from Eddie, like, hey, stay away from my wife. Like, I apologize. I'm not checking out your wife, just kind of thing.
Personal or on the air?
Either way, I mean, unless you want him to call you.
Call him after the show.
Okay. You want me to call him?
After the show.
And apologize
to
him.
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, you're talking about
that is disrespectful.
You're talking about his wife on national radio.
You're right. I shouldn't have done that.
So that happened.
I didn't mean to do that.
I thought was funny. And awkward. You know what else was awkward yesterday? I did yoga. Tell me if this was weird. You know how you have a band, if you like a band a lot, and before they blow up, and all of a sudden they blow up, and everybody's like, oh,
I hate that.
And then you're like, dang it, you know?
Because you were in first?
Yes. Right.
It's ownership.
Because you were in first. And it's stupid. And
because you're cool.
You should root for your own band to be big.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
So I was doing yoga yesterday, and the song comes on, and I'm like, wait. and it was my girlfriend's song, Criminal. It starts to play as I'm doing yoga.
What?
Weird. She just put out a record, and this song's in the yoga playlist. And I start to get irritated. I'm like, you don't even know about this song.
Well, tell us about it. Is it about you?
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
No,
break it down.
It doesn't matter.
No. Like the way you're maybe telling the yoga instructor.
I didn't tell her anything.
Oh, you didn't raise your hand?
No, but I started like mouthing it with my mouth to let her know that I knew all the words to it. Well, but I was like, you don't know about this song. And I should have wrote for it to get played more. Because there's no radio single or anything yet with her. But like, I'm in the class, all of a sudden it just comes on. And I'm like, wait, what the?
Bunch of posers.
You don't even know. Yeah, that's what I felt like yesterday.
Boy, what you do to me is criminal. Baby, when I look in those eyes, I feel like going through stoplights.
Everybody was asking me if every song was about me. I'll talk about it once this morning and that's it. And I don't even know what I should say because they're not all.
Say which ones are about you.
No, I don't think she wants me to do that.
Okay, all of them.
No, they're not all.
Except for, there's a whole John Mayer thing, but that basically.
No, they're not all about me. I'll address it one time today and that's it and we'll move off of it.
Okay.
Eddie, you have to call Lunchbox's dad.
All right, I will.
After the show, we'll play it back tomorrow.
gosh, so embarrassing.
Let me see.
I didn't know you were really like in the Lunchbox.
The thing is,
you are.
Lunchbox's mom looks just like Lunchbox.
That's the thing.
But I didn't think about that. I was just thinking
about my mom.
Hey, Ray, who's got a hot mom?
I'm not answering that, but I mean.
If you had to, 2 seconds, quick.
Eddie's mom?
See? See? And my mom looks just like me.
What?
What's happening? You have to apologize.
No, she doesn't. She doesn't look just like you. You have a beard.
That's true. You're right.
Okay. This is weird.
Bobby Bones.
You got to call him, though.
Mr. Bobby Bones.
There's a theory about Lunchbox that's all across the internet. It's that he was extra funny last week because Lent, he's not able to get on his computer and watch buzzer beaters and street fights.
Oh.
Oh, I'm not distracted is what people are saying.
You're
that I have to pay attention to you guys.
Yeah. So we all sit around this table in pretty much a circle. And if I'm looking straight ahead, Lunchbox is to my right. Like I'm looking at Lunchbox in his eyes, he sits to my right. And so he just stays on his computer all show long and occasionally pops his head up, makes a comment, then goes back down to his computer. And since I can't see his computer, I never know what's going on. And Eddie says he's always watching people fight in the middle of the highway.
Yeah, street fights.
Or he's watching basketball buzzer beaters from high school all the way up to NBA.
College, NBA, whatever.
For Lent, he gave that up. And so how many more days?
We got a few more days till Easter, whenever Easter is.
Easter.
It's April 16th.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I got like 20 days, I feel like.
Easter's late this year, huh?
I feel like I'm always like thinking that, but it's always really about the same time.
Is it?
Sometimes it's even later than that.
Three more weeks left.
Lunchbox has got 3 more weeks of no buzzer beaters and no street fights. But people say that's why you're funnier, because you're not as distracted.
Okay, well then, in 3 weeks, we'll find out the truth. But I can't wait to get back on that computer and look at some street fights.
Do you miss it, really?
Yeah.
How are there so many?
Because people get angry all the time over nothing, and they think fighting is the answer, and so people film it, and that's why I'm glad smartphones were invented.
I have no interest to watch fights.
No,
they make me uncomfortable.
Yes. Yeah, me too.
What age do people consider grown up now? Like, talking about yourself, like, when you hit this age, you're like, okay, I'm officially grown up. What age do you think most people do?
I'm
23.
Oh, no way.
What?
Way too early. Young.
Whoa.
Way too young.
What?
Yeah, way too young. Lunchbox.
42.
What? Too old.
Whoa. Eddie?
I'll go right in the middle. 35.
The answer is 33.
33?
A 33-year-old person is considered to themselves an adult.
Oh.
And until then, you don't really. Here's the thing about age, though. And my birthday is coming up on Sunday, and I'll be 37, which is crazy. And you never really feel like an adult. It doesn't matter how old you get. And I used to think when I was 16, people that were 25, like, they got to feel old.
Yeah.
When I was 25, people when they were 30, they got to feel old. There's just never a point where you're like, oh, I got this now. Like, I'm an adult and I figured it out.
Mm-hmm.
There's never a point. You always still feel like a kid on the inside regardless of how your body is.
Yeah. Sometimes I'm like, why am I not maturing? Or why can't I do this now? But I feel like 23, that's what, or if you say you get a job around that age and you have to start being an adult.
I ended up being an adult like 14.
Okay, well then for you, 14.
I still feel like an idiot, though, like an idiot kid a lot of times. But also my responsibilities are weird because my responsibilities are very, I have like 100 professional ones, but no kids.
Yeah. Where so you get to kind of do whatever you want.
outside
no.
of work. But yeah. I don't do anything outside of work.
Right. It's your choice, though.
It was your choice to have kids.
You're right. But I got to be responsible now. Now that I have them, like,
and
I can't.
And I have 18 employees that I have to be responsible for.
Oh, wow. You have 18 kids.
No. I have 18 employees. Like, if I go down, you guys go down with me.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I hope
that's a lot
that's
of responsibility.
A lot of pressure, man.
Yeah, no, I see that.
I need you to stay focused.
Oh, that's, yeah. I see
like,
that.
Like, you need to buckle down.
I was thinking about kind of getting into street fights on the street.
No,
no,
you don't
no,
time
no,
for
no,
that.
No,
oh,
no.
You think that's a strike game?
Yes.
What about buzzer beaters? Can I start to watch those?
No, you don't have time for that.
Oh.
You got to make me some money.
You got to hydrate over there. Yeah,
now you
got to
start to
stay alive.
Get him some food. Get him some food.
See?
Protein.
Responsibility.
Got it.
Just a different kind there.
The Bobby Bones Show. Here's the latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Amy's 30 Second Skinny.
So Thomas Rhett announced that he teamed up with Maren Morris for his next single, Craving You. He said it was nice to work with Maren because her voice is undeniably powerful and soulful. The song premieres on March 31st.
Wow. Over a month? Oh, no. 4 days. 27, 28, 29, 30.
Yeah,
4 days.
This Friday.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. I know. Time's flying.
Man, it's all,
it's almost the end of March.
All right.
That means your birthday's coming up. Darius Rucker got emotional after South Carolina's win. This is where he went to school. It's their first time to ever make the Final Four. There was a video of him watching the win. Shows him speechless in tears. And then I guess they played Baylor on Friday night. Darius didn't get to be at that game because Hootie and the Blowfish had a show. But they had two screens on side stage, both sides, and they were basically watching the whole game while they were performing.
I've been there doing that once. Yeah. I was doing a stand-up show in St. Louis, and Nikita Carmen was opening, and she was playing, and I wasn't going to leave because the Razorback game was on.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was like, I'm not going out on stage till this game is over.
Yeah.
And so I had our stage, our tour manager walk out in the middle of her set up to her ear and go, keep playing. Bobby needs 20 more minutes. So she's like, what? So she has to keep playing songs. And I'm just back there watching it on my phone, just the game. So I get it, man. Mm-hmm. Hey, good for him. I was really like, South Carolina's a 7 seed and they've never won an NCAA tournament. Not since the 70s, I think, that they won an NCAA tournament game until this year.
Wow.
I believe that's right. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so congrats to those guys. There you go.
I'm Amy. That's your 30 Second Skinny.
Man. Good. Thank you for that. Let's see. I have James Blunt. You guys know who that is?
Yeah.
You're beautiful.
That's right.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
Somewhat.
Different.
So here's a song.
Dang.
Throwback, huh?
Yeah.
You're beautiful.
He put out a new record. And he's really funny on Twitter. But he's like, man, people need to relax with this song. It's about a guy who's messed up on a subway looking at someone else's girlfriend. Like, why are people playing this at their weddings?
Oh, this one.
Yeah. So he's got a new record out, but he's talking about this song.
And I don't know what to.
He was like, you're missing the point. He goes, everything that's so romantic. It's not. It's some dude, like, basically eyeball stalking a girl on the subway.
You're beautiful.
Sounds like Eddie with my mom.
You're beautiful.
That's true.
Okay.
You're beautiful. It's true.
I do this show from my house called The Bobby Cast. And I had a writer, Shane McAnally, on. Now, he's written tons of number one songs. But we were talking about, because he's written a lot of number ones for Sam Hunt, with Sam Hunt. And so we were talking about Body Like a Back Road, right?
Body Like a Back Road. Like, we were trying to make every metaphor for a woman's body and a back road. And all we ended up getting in there metaphorically was like, with my eyes closed, driving with my eyes closed, I know every curve like the back of my hand. But beyond that, it would get cheesy. But we still can't help but be songwriters and want to just make it just like, oh, we can just be so clever. Sam just kept editing those things out and saying, it's got to feel like a playful conversation.
Body like a back road.
So you can go to iHeartRadio and search Bobby Cast. It was a really good one. Like, he's written so many number ones for Kenny Chesney and Sam Hunt. And did you hear that one, Eddie?
No, I'm going to have to listen to that one.
It's one of the best ones. So artists stop by the house. It's like a way to showcase songwriters. We're almost to 50 episodes in. Yeah. Tonight, Aubrey Sellers comes by the house. That'll be up tonight, too. She's really good. Like, I like her album. And her mom is Leanne Womack. Which, by the way, was the first cut Shane McAnally ever got. writer was a Leanne Womack song.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
One of my friends, because Shane McIntyre is worth a ton of money now. He's written so many number ones. But one of my friends was said, hey, there was a car wreck, and he pulled over to the side of the road. And this is an artist friend of mine. And he goes, I just moved to town. Shane McIntyre, the writer, was in his waiter outfit. And they both pulled over. And he was like, I just moved to town. He's like, yeah, I just got my first cut. I get to quit my my job waiting tables. And so he was like, that's how I got interested. This town is so
weird. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What?
It's crazy. Yeah, right?
That's cool.
Isn't that crazy?
That tells you pull over when you see a wreck. You never know who you're going to meet.
Yeah.
I guess. It just tells you there's a lot of talented people in this town, and they right. just all hang out for a long time and will keep working and you know, if they get their goals. Or pull over when you see a wreck.
Yeah, because, yeah. Hey, what do you do? Oh, never mind. I'm out.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is Bobby Bones.
Come on, Bobby.
Today's National Joe Day, so if your name's Joe, it's your day.
Today's really?
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Woo!
It's really National Joe Day. Lunchbox's brother's name is Joe.
Yeah. Happy day, Joe.
How about this? Let's play Joe Jeopardy.
Oh.
Answer in the form of a question. These are all Joes, okay? For example, the fictional character on Friends, played by Matt LeBlanc, would be
Lunchbox. Who is Joey Lawrence?
No.
No.
Joey Tribbiani.
Joey Tribbiani.
Dang it.
Yes. Joey Lawrence was.
Whoa.
Awesome. All right.
Whoa.
Ready, everyone?
Yeah.
Ready.
Yeah.
All right. Amy, the 47th Vice President of the United States.
Joe Biden.
I need that in the form of a question, please.
Who is Joe Biden?
Correct. Thank you.
You have to say it like that too.
Sorry.
Who is Joe Biden?
My bad.
Like she's really asking.
Yeah.
Who's Joe Biden? You know the weird thing was?
I've never been on Jeopardy.
I called one of my friends yesterday.
Yeah.
Who I talked to as much as anybody on the phone. And I don't ever use the phone. But I called because I was in a bad area to FaceTime. And he goes, hello? I was like, why are you answering it like that?
You know
we
who
have
this
the
is.
Technology now. You see my name on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to be – he's like, hello? Like he was just totally questioning who was calling him. There was a day 20 years ago when we didn't know who was calling.
And you yep. really had to be like, hello?
Let me be like, hello. Or as my stepdad would do, yeller.
Yellow.
Yeller. Let's go over to Lunchbox. Today's National Joe Day. The actor who played Edward Snowden – in the biopic of 2016.
Edward Snowden biopic. Who is Joe Diffie?
No, sorry.
Joe.
Who is Diffie. Joseph Gordon-Levitt?
Oh,
so
you gotta think beyond the
Joseph,
Joe.
Joseph, bro.
Oh, boy.
Well, Joey Tribbiani should have told you.
I know, but that was that's
I
a long
know
one.
His
Joseph
name.
Was.
All right, here we go. Eddie?
Off.
Yep.
The Hall of Fame quarterback named the Comeback Kid.
Who is Joe Namath?
No.
Joe, my goodness! The Comeback Kid!
Joe Montana.
What's wrong with you guys?
Oh,
even
my favorite quarterback ever.
Wait, us guys? Eddie missed it, not us guys.
Well, you missed Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
I got him confused with Broadway Joe.
Stop it. Stop now. Do an extra. Amy.
Yeah.
National Joe Day. Who's the lead singer of the pop group DNCE?
Who is Joe Jonas?
My goodness.
Lunchbox. The 90s TV sitcom actor known for his role on Blossom.
Oh, who is Joey Lawrence?
Yes.
Whoa.
That's literally the question in order.
Yeah.
Eddie.
Come on.
The actor who played the burglar Harry in the movie Home Alone.
Who is Joe Pesci?
That's correct.
Yeah.
Wow. Good one.
That was a good one.
Thank you.
Amy, you win.
Oh.
That's no
good. Oh.
No more. You get two, though. They only got one each. Yeah.
There you go.
Amy's our winner this morning. If you know a Joe, tell him it's their day.
Joey.
Get him a cupcake or something.
Yeah.
I'm going to do a little bonus ICU.
Wow. Bobby Bones.
Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
I retweeted a picture of Granger Smith last night. Did you guys see this?
Oh, yes.
No.
Holy cow.
What's happening? Okay.
Granger Smith is jacked.
Oh, uh-oh.
He had his shirt off. He's on the beach.
Let me see this.
Yeah,
go to my
right
Twitter,
now.
Mr. Bobby Bones. I see you.
That was ICU. Bobby Bones Show.
Look at that. You see that? Go.
Yeah, I see it. It's a bunch of dudes shirtless.
Yeah, what's the problem with that?
I don't know why you're retweeting that.
Because Granger Smith looks jacked in that picture. Go to Mr. Bobby Bones on Twitter. Like, I see you, Granger, for putting that work.
So he lifts weights.
A lot.
You see that.
Although his shorts are a little low.
One, I mean, two. Who are all those people?
I don't know. But
they all work out together at the same time?
How,
on the same plan?
How ripped up is Granger Smith, though? Yeah. Tell the truth.
He's pretty ripped up.
Yeah.
That's a weird picture, dude.
There's a bunch of dudes hanging out shirtless. Who cares about that? Don't be a judge. Do you guys think it's weird?
Is that an environment?
Very weird.
I see you, Granger Smith, for working out. I couldn't believe how ripped he was, man. All right, I'm an idiot. I thought it was National Joe Day because people named Joe. Apparently, it's National Coffee Day, and that's another word for Joe.
Oh, my goodness. I was about to say something about a cup of Joe.
What do I know about coffee? I don't drink coffee.
Come on.
I made a whole game about people named Joe, and then it's National Joe, like National
Coffee. Like, get a cup of Joe.
Yeah.
My bad.
That's all right. Hey, the game was fun.
Yeah, make it your own thing, and if you know someone named Joe, buy them a cup of Joe. Or something.
Oh, man. Okay,
hey, you know what?
There's that.
Can't be smart at everything. It's actually kind of awesome that you didn't get.
Wow.
I don't ever want you to look stupid.
Don't hater
in the house, right?
Yeah. The Bobby Bones Show. Bobby Bones Show.
A lot of stuff happening this week. Tonight, if you're bored, I do a show from my house called The Bobby Cast. Aubrey Sellers will be stopping by and be talking about music. Tonight. Radio, search Bobby Cat.
Yeah!
Tomorrow, I don't ever watch Bones, but it's a series finale of Bones. 12 seasons strong. 12 seasons long. On Wednesday, listen to this, the series finale of Duck Dynasty. Series finale after 11 seasons. Again, strong. That show was a cultural phenomenon for about
huge.
3 years. I can't believe it's still on.
Yeah.
But still, that thing is 11 seasons long. Wow, they made a ton of money. Dierks Bentley performs on Stephen Colbert Wednesday. On Thursday, The Amazing Race, and you love that show, huh?
Yeah, I think it's on its last legs, though.
Season 29.
Yeah.
Oh.
And you know the twist this year?
No.
You meet your partner at the starting line.
What?
Complete stranger.
That's awesome.
That'd be terrible. That'd be the worst.
I mean, but honestly, some of the best parts was like if there were a couple, like, and then you just awkward moments of them like totally fighting.
But the best part is they didn't know these things about each other until they got going.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I'm saying.
If they don't know each other, it's like, well, they didn't know they were going to fight anyway.
Exactly.
Wait, what? On Friday, April Fool's Day,
what?
The NCAA Final Four in Phoenix, and I'm in Bakersfield for my Funny and Alone stand-up show. And on Sunday, I guess nothing on Saturday, but on Sunday, it's the ACM Awards. So hopefully you guys can check that out. So that's what's happening this week. Sunday's also my birthday.
Yes.
I'll be in Vegas, so I'm going to go hard.
Yeah.
Popping bottles.
I haven't. Of Pellegrino?
Yes.
I haven't gambled in years.
Disgusting.
It's been terrible.
No, it hasn't. I can't gamble. It's just a slippery slope. I used to gamble a lot.
I know.
No, you can. It's fun, and it's exciting and thrilling and everything underneath the umbrella. It's awesome.
Those were the good old days.
Eddie, they were the good old days with you. They were the great old days, the Lunchbox and I.
Yeah.
We used to fly to Las Vegas twice a month and just go.
Man.
It's a blast, man.
So what happened?
He grew up and he got like weird and scared.
No, I started spending too much money.
Okay.
I had what I felt like was a problem.
Yeah. I mean, you have a problem, you got to stop.
There was
a
night he did not sleep because he was in a poker tournament and like.
And he won. That's the whole thing.
That's a different tournament. I did. I played for like 18 hours and won like.
That's so cool.
I won like so many thousands of dollars. It was crazy. Like, I started playing at like 2 p.m.
Oh, yeah.
And at about. I don't know, 4 a.m. or 5 a.m., Lunchbox shows up. Again, I'm still in the middle of the tournament. There are like four people left. Lunchbox was tanked, by the way. Just like,
of course.
Oh, we're to the club, man. Come on.
He had spent all. I played all day and all night, and there were like three or four of us left. Ended up, I won so much money on that tournament. But I was obsessed with it.
Yeah.
So I had to stop. So I like to, I have to have an obsession. My obsession is my career.
Yeah. You're a little obsessed with your work right now.
It's just, I have an addictive personality. And so I have to be addicted to something, so it's work.
And all right.
Maybe one day it'll be...
gambling again.
Maybe it could
Whoa.
Be. I think I wrote about it in my book. There was one point where I looked at my bookshelf, and it was all books on poker. Every book up there. Odds, players, it's all I was doing.
Don't you want that feeling again? The cards in your hand or the dice, you know, that one big roll of the dice?
Ugh.
And then everyone
man.
Jumping up and down when we win.
No, because when you gamble, most of the time you lose.
Yeah, you're not jumping up and down. You're right.
And
we
so
can transfer that to work stuff and have successes.
That's what I do.
And we can jump up and down because we have jobs.
Oh.
See?
Okay.
You, you guys won. There you go.
Yeah.
Monday Morning Confessions. Adrian, welcome to the show. You have a teacher confession.
I do have a teacher confession. I teach fifth grade, and sometimes, especially in the springtime right now, when their hormones are flying, they just can't focus on me. They can't focus on the directions. So I usually will give them a quiz, a reading quiz, and tell them I'm going to grade it. But the confession is I usually just throw it in the trash can when they leave. I just need a moment sometimes.
That's funny.
That's awesome.
That's a good one. Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
I like that one. Nobody got hurt. That's a good one. Adrian, thank you for your call. Let's go to Stephanie in Bryan, Texas. Stephanie, thank you for calling. What kind of confession do you have?
So my grandmother is 89, and she falls a lot. And so my family and I decided it might be due to her drinking. So we, when she gets a gallon of Jim Beam, we put half of it in a bladder bag and fill the other half with water. We fill it back up with water. And then her big jugs of wine, we found some non-alcoholic white wine.
Oh, and you don't tell her, so
half of the wine out, and then fill the other half with her non-alcoholic wine.
Does she fall less?
No, I don't know.
Oh, you're still waiting.
Just figuring that out.
Still, I mean, she's less drunk.
That's true.
It's like, you know, funny, what? But hard to laugh at, too. Yeah.
You know
at
what?
Time,
but she has a point. She is less.
But she's 80 something.
That yeah.
I mean,
thank you for the call. You hear?
Yeah.
Kate in New York.
Yes.
Hi, okay. Kate. It's time for a confession. What do you have for us?
Good morning. So this all started last weekend. My boyfriend sent me to the pet store to get food for his turtle. So I went to the pet store. They adopt cats out of the pet store. So I was looking at the cats, and I fell in love with this beautiful cat. So I adopted the cat, and I brought it home. And we set it up in my daughter's room with food and water and a litter box. We've had the cat now for 3 or 4 days. He still doesn't know.
No.
How does he not know? That's crazy.
Yeah.
But so we have another male cat. The other male cat has discovered this cat because he can smell him. So he's been sitting outside my daughter's bedroom howling like underneath the door. And my boyfriend's like, what is going on? Like, what is going on with Cornball? And I'm like, I don't know. I don't know. There must be something in there. I don't know.
That's funny.
Wow.
Thank you for the call. Keep the confessions coming. Bobby Bone Show. Mondays are fun because it's Monday Morning Confessions, and with a parent confession, Danielle in Virginia Beach. Hi, Danielle.
Hi.
Confess away and just know this is a safe room.
Oh, thank goodness.
What do you think?
So, for the last 4 months, I've been telling my kids and my husband that our DVD player in our car has been broken. And I've been saying that because I miss your show if they want to watch something. So I don't want to miss your show. So I have been telling them that it's broken. Sorry, guys, it's broken. I have 3 boys. And this weekend we went to Busch Gardens, and I was trying to talk to my husband about something, but they were driving me nuts. And so I turned the DVD player on, and everybody couldn't believe it. They thought it was a miracle. And my husband said, well, what happened? I thought it was broken. And so I told everybody that I just fixed it over the weekend for them.
That's funny. And that's a white lie. You know, someone was asking me, like, can you lie and it actually be okay? Remember that?
Yeah, I brought that up.
There you go. That's a white lie.
Okay, and that's okay.
That one's okay.
Not a problem.
I completely agree with that. Oh, wow. Thank you for the call. Thanks for all the Monday Morning Confessions. You can put them over on Facebook if you want. Appreciate that. I tell you, I went out and I went to North Dakota this weekend and did 3 stand-up comedy shows. And man, they are some nice people. That's the nicest. It's the nicest people I've met. They were so polite and they were so just thankful. I don't know if there aren't a lot of, because it was quite the trip to get there.
Yeah.
Because it took us 6.5 hours of flying because we had to connect, because there were no direct flights. And then we had to drive a few hours to get there. And so they were just like, thank you so much for coming. And so, I mean, they were thanking me so much, I felt like they were going to do something bad to me by the end of the night. They were like, they had tricked me. They're like, thank you for coming. But they were really nice.
Nobody ever leaves here.
And nobody did.
Keep you here.
Nobody did anything bad. They tried to break in my hotel room, like, late at night. Did you see that video?
Yes.
OMG.
Yeah.
That freaked me out.
And I can talk about it later, but, and I was on the 8th floor.
Wow.
Like, you couldn't just find my hotel room.
Not cool.
Some people found out where I was staying, And they had to go through every floor, and they were knocking on doors and yelling in the hallway. And so I'm asleep, or I'm, at least I'm in bed. I was half asleep, and I hear this.
Bobby!
In the hallway.
Oh, no, no.
They're
no.
running around.
Oh.
Going, Bobby! I didn't know if my door.
What?
No, I'm
yeah, don't be crazy.
I ain't trying to get stabbed.
Yeah.
I don't know who it was.
Trying to stay alive.
Bobby!
So, they were so nice, they wanted to come see me after the show.
Yeah. I mean, that person sounds really nice.
It was more than one person.
Ew.
It was a whole group. They had the whole. Eventually, they all gathered, and they were like, Bobby. And you could hear people open the doors going, shut up! Like, they were,
cause no
it was
way.
Like 1 a.m. Yeah.
Oh, great.
They were very nice. I really enjoyed North Dakota.
I heard they bought like all your stuff, like all your t-shirts and merch and stuff.
They
like
bought
sold out.
All ever they or a my, lot. My body. I shaved my everything.
Yeah,
they wanted everything.
Wow,
Bobby.
That was kind of creepy. And whatever.
Wow.
I'm just happy people are looking for me.
Yeah, you should be. I mean, that's pretty cool. That's eerie audio, though. Like the audio is hard to hear.
I meet a ton of listeners before the show, and most of the time they're like, hey, I want to ask a question about the show, or ask about Lunchbox, or ask about Amy, or something about the show. Every question was the same this week. What do you think the question was?
Lindsay L's songs.
Yes. Which of those songs is about you?
Yeah.
And the only song that I think I've ever really publicly commented on, and I'll just tell the story like from the very beginning. Quickly. So I have a girlfriend now, and we've been together 9 months or so, somewhere around that in real time. We didn't say we were together for a few months, but her name is Lindsay L, and she has a record that came out this weekend, and she's an artist, and I was like, we can't date, because we talked about it before we started dating. I was like, we can't date, because if we do, other radio companies are going to punish you for dating me, and you know, like maybe Satellite does, or maybe like the stream, I don't know. They all won't, but some of them will. They'll hold grudges and they'll penalize you as an artist. So we can't get together. And I said this forever. And I was like, we can't date because I don't want your career to be in jeopardy because Sirius won't play your music.
Yeah.
And so I was like, we're not going to get together.
Which is thoughtful of you.
Oh, I just wasn't going to let me hurt someone else's career. And for months, I was like, we're not going to date. And so that was the deal. And we weren't dating. And she was like, listen, I wrote this song. And it was called Worth the Wait.
It will be worth the wait. Worth the wait.
And she wrote that about the wait, right? Because she was like my best friend, but we weren't going to date because I couldn't have that hurt her career. And I was like, I just not going to do it. Not going to be the one that causes whatever you have to not explode or be medium successful or not. You know, I just wasn't going to be the reason. And so she put the song on her record. Now, it's the only real song that I've said that for sure is about me. That's it. And I'm like, there are other songs you guys can think are about me.
Oh,
no,
man.
This is the one that you can listen to the words and this, because it's weird. And even Nada, our digital producer, was like, she can't listen to the record without thinking these songs are about me.
Yeah.
This is the only song that I'm allowing you to think is fully about me.
So you won't ever reveal if the other songs?
It's up to her. She's the artist. But
can
I
call
said
her?
This. No, no. But I haven't had her on the show for like as an interview or anything. Like other shows have her on. I'm not because it's like, I don't just, you know, she didn't have a radio single yet. But her record was like the number two most downloaded country record of the weekend, which was great because there was no promotion for it and no pre-orders. But when you hear the words, and I'll play this. This is called Worth the Wait. This was the song written about me.
Official.
Official.
Yeah.
It was about me. And so that's it. That's all I'm going to say.
Close your eyes and think of Bobby.
Okay. You know what?
But
know that scenario. Like, we wouldn't date because I didn't want to ruin her career, right?
You keep saying that you ain't ready, so I keep hanging on. It's the same sad situation. I've been here and you've been gone. You keep sending hope, just like candy to a baby. Crazy, crazy, that's just so-
when she sent me that song, that's when I was like, okay, we're probably going to get together. That was really the turning factor of it, is her emailing me that song.
Yep.
And then we started dating. Yep. Bad person, that song?
No, but I am curious about something.
Go ahead.
Was it worth the wait?
You ask her. I don't know.
Sometimes she was the one waiting, right?
Yeah, sometimes I'm like, it wasn't. Because I'm not a treat. Like, I'm just not a treat to deal with on a human level sometimes. I have no ability to share feelings. And she's all like, you know, and waiting on you is about me, too.
What's the
but that's it. I'm done. Thank you. Any questions?
Any more?
No more. That's up to her.
Come on.
That's up to her. Mr. Bobby Bones. Amy spent the weekend in Haiti with her kids. And so, what do you do when you first see them?
Oh, man. I just give them a big hug and just start hanging out. I mean, really, we kind of embrace for a little bit and, like, kiss on them and tell them I love them. And
do you cry?
No, I think I got a little bit emotional, like holding my son for the first time. Like, I just picked him up and held him, and he was wrapping his little legs around me in his arms, and I was a little emotional, but I didn't cry. So I was just also so happy to be there. And I know it could be tears of joy, but I didn't cry.
Did they know you were coming?
Yeah, they knew I was coming. Yeah, I asked them, and they said, yes, Papa Pierre told us, which is the director of the orphanage.
So Amy's adopting two children, and we're waiting for them to get here, and it could be April, May, June, but sometime we think in the next 90 days they should be moving into your house.
I sure hope so.
And so you go, and so your son lost his first ever tooth?
With me, yes. He's never lost a tooth, and I was putting him in the shower, and I noticed some blood, like, on his mouth and in his gums, and I was like, whoa, and then I noticed, like, a black hole, like, I'm like, whoa, pretty sure there was a tooth there a minute ago. And then he just smiles real big and puts his finger there and just starts giggling because he's like, what just happened? And then I'm like, oh no, where's the tooth? Like, I want to find the tooth. And it was like, fell onto the shower floor, but I grabbed it before it went down the drain. I got that. I brought it home with me and put it in a Ziploc bag.
What do you plan to do with it?
I don't know yet. I mean, can I do something cool with it?
You can do whatever you want.
Yeah, we save them.
Did you keep your kids' first ever tooth?
Yeah, we have all their teeth.
Yeah. My mom kept all mine, too, and I didn't know she kept all of them, and when she passed away, I was going through her stuff, and all my teeth were in a baggie, and I was like, this is amazing.
Yeah, I think my mom did the same thing, and we're doing the same thing.
What? Yeah, I don't even have pictures of me as a kid that didn't say proof on them.
Oh.
Oh, right, the ones that came
That's
with
all
the,
I have, basically, of my childhood.
So you don't have any of your teeth?
No.
Is that weird?
Huh. Like, I don't think weird is not a thing.
Okay.
As long as weird's not hurting anybody else, weird is not a thing.
So if I put the tooth on a necklace, not weird?
That's cool.
It could be it could be different. You don't see a lot of people doing it.
It is pretty awesome looking, the tooth. It's so cute.
I don't like weird being associated with negativity because being different isn't bad. Being different is what makes things stand out and what creates these big changes in our life and our world.
Okay.
Is it different? I don't see a lot of tooth necks. But it was cool. You got to kind of experience that.
It was so cool. Because, being that he's already 6 years old, I feel like I've missed out on a lot of firsts, like when he got potty trained or whatever, and be like, oh, you use the bathroom by yourself. And this was just one of those cool moments where I was freaking out because he lost his tooth and I was there.
Do you wish your kids would have been potty trained, Eddie, before you got him?
Oh, gosh, yeah. I wish they would have.
Like, is that one of the bonuses of Amy adopting?
Absolutely. Yeah. You're going to just, like, go right to enjoying them.
Oh, yeah. No,
and, like, not the up all night, the potty training, the all that stuff. Because, like, when they're babies, you don't get a lot of sleep.
That's a good part. There are lots of negatives.
Yeah. But I'll take that.
But the positive is no potty training, no crying all
you
through the
him
night.
You got them GTG.
Good to go.
Yeah.
I know.
Lunchbox.
I was going to say, Eddie, you can't really worry about potty. You didn't change diapers, so it didn't really make a difference to you if they were potty trained or not.
I still had to help them potty train their boys. Dad had to step up and kind of show them what to do.
Oh, my gosh. Can you come show me some?
That'd be weird. You might want to get your husband to do that.
I'm just kidding. My husband could do it. But my husband wasn't there.
I'll help you with anything else.
I was just like, come on. I kind of, is it okay?
He would be
that
so
I...
mad if she called you. Eddie, would you come over? My son needs it.
Yeah. Okay, but I have a serious question about that for y'all later.
Okay. Hold it for
serious
later.
Serious question.
Okay. Thank you.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is Bobby Bones. Show.
Come on, Bobby.
These guys are giving me a hard time over here, but what would you have done if it's 1 in the morning, you're in your hotel, I was in Bismarck, North Dakota, and I hear a bunch of people running around yelling my name in the hotel. 8th floor, by the way. Mm-hmm. They'd run all the floors up to see. They'd found my hotel. They watched to see where I would. I left the venue, followed from the venue, watched me go into the hotel, and then they just went running around floors yelling. I was surprised they got to the 8th floor without security being called on them.
Yeah.
So outside of my room, I hear,
Bobby!
It's probably crazy. 1 in the morning. What would you have done?
I would have stayed in my hotel room. Yeah. You did the right thing.
I don't think so.
Why?
I mean, listeners are nice enough to come to your hotel and meet you. Like, they're really excited for the chance to meet Bobby Bones. You could open your door, hey, taking a picture. And then,
I was in my underwear. It was 1 in the morning.
I'm just saying that you...
You don't even like people talking to you at a restaurant.
I understand that, but I'm not you. I'm not you. You are a man of the people, and you take time for listeners when you're out in public. You take pictures.
I was torn.
Exactly.
I was torn. Like, I was torn. Like, 10% of me wanted to open the door and be like, hey, look. But like 90% of me just knew it wasn't a good idea because that's how sometimes people get stabbed.
Just yes. Imagine if you are, you know, you're a hero and you find their hotel
window. I'm not going to a hotel and yelling outside the door.
Frank Thomas, you know who that is?
He used to play baseball. White Sox first baseman.
I found his hotel room. I sat in the hallway in Arlington, Texas, outside his hotel room for an hour and until he came out.
How old were you?
I was 12.
Okay, well,
13.
These were a bunch of adults, and there were at least 5 by their voices. I could hear them running around. I just didn't want to remember Bismarck, North Dakota, as Stab City.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I think 99%, you're probably totally fine. Like, they were awesome. I didn't want to be a jerk.
I didn't open the door.
For that 1% chance that they might stab you.
And you were by yourself in your room?
By myself.
Yeah. No, you
and
don't
five
open the door.
On one, like, that's not a good outcome.
At least 5.
5 on 1.
So disappointed.
You're already not in your favor.
Yeah, it freaked me out, too, because I'm, like, laying there, because it's been a long day. I'd been on the air since, you know, we wake up at 3, and I'd been 24 hours up, basically. And I'm about to pass out.
Bobby!
In my bed, like, what?
Wow. You sure it's not Nikita or Walker Hayes?
I'm positive. Okay.
They're trying to find you. Bobby, where's
they were on different floors.
Okay.
Okay. So let's vote. By the way, I just want to, was I okay to not open the door? Everybody that thinks so, say yes?
Yes.
Okay. Opposed?
Aye.
You would have opened the door?
Yes.
No, you wouldn't have.
No. Doubt it.
Hey, you got to be there for the fans. Those are the dedicated ones.
Sometimes the dedicated ones, though, are if I can't have you, no one will.
Y'all ever done anything like that for anybody?
Well, I've just had too many crazy things happen. I've had guns into my head and been jumped, and I've had death threats here in the building, and people sneak back here, so I just don't do well with that.
Yeah.
So that's what I did. But other than that, it was a fantastic trip. The people in North Dakota were awesome. They've never seen a Mexican person before, and Mike D was there, and somebody wanted to take a picture with Mike D because he's Hispanic.
Wow, really?
And they were like, "I've never met a Mexican, right?"
Yeah.
And like somebody, I don't think
Mike D. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
Represent.
He's like, it's kind of cool.
You're like exotic.
Yeah, it's exotic.
Mike was working, and he travels with me a lot, and they were like, "Hey," he's like, "Can I get a picture?" And Mike thought it was just because he was from the show, but it wasn't, was it?
Literally, I've never seen a Mexican before.
It's pretty awesome.
Okay, cool.
But they were the nicest, right?
Super nice.
It was a really cool trip. I had a lot of fun. No sleep. And then I had hotel people. But I had a lot of fun. That happened. Amy went to Haiti over the weekend, and you have a 5-year-old son, 6-year-old son.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And so what happened with the bathroom?
Okay, so every time he would go pee.
Uh-huh.
I would, like, take toilet paper and wipe him. That's okay, right?
No.
No?
It's not. Because okay. I do that, but I'm a germaphobe.
Well, I am too, sort of, but I didn't know if boys did that, but I could not help
they
myself.
They don't. For the most part, boys. Wait, so you would wipe his...
Yeah, he would go pee, and I would be like, oh, not done. He'd be like, pull up his pants. I want to go wash. I'd be like, oh, not done yet. Get the toilet paper and dab it.
You would dab it?
Well,
why not let him do it?
We would do it together.
On his own.
Well, I mean, sometimes it was just like, we got
to
go.
I think that's a good thing to teach kids, but I don't think men do that for the most part. men in the room.
I don't know.
Because I do. I do. I wipe. I wipe front and back.
Okay, we don't need to talk about that.
But no, I'm just saying.
Okay, we're good. Right. I'm glad you wiped.
Do you, Eddie, Lunchbox, you guys, do you wipe the front?
We don't wipe the front. I don't wipe the front.
Do you teach your boys to?
No.
What?
Why would you ever wipe the front?
Because of dribble. Because of dribble.
I get it. That's what the... Gotta get it out.
Right.
Another way.
Yeah.
Shake it up.
Yeah. Oh, he would do that, and I'd be like, no, just dab it.
I think that's a great thing to teach someone, but I don't think that's normally.
Well, I don't
want to
mess him up if he's like an adult,
no toilet paper.
Yeah, slumber party and he's hanging out with guys, or he's in the locker room one day and he's like dab dab dab.
It's not common. Hey, let's check the glass room.
I don't know.
In the glass room is Ray. Ray, do you dab the front?
Yeah, I actually do.
You do dab the front.
What?
Okay, so we're at 2-2 right now. Matt Overton, who plays for the Indianapolis Colts, who works on the show. Matt Overton, do you dab the front?
No, I shake it.
Okay.
Shake it off.
I think that's common.
Right.
Mike D, you're the deciding vote. Do you dab the front?
I do not.
Okay, there you have it.
You guys, y'all should really dab.
I agree.
You should bring the dab back or in or somewhere.
It's a new dab.
It's a new dab.
Yeah. Dab.
Yeah, so there's your answer.
Okay.
Get your balls on, this is a Bobby Bones show.
Hey.
How do we feel about jobs offering women time off for menstrual leave?
Amazing.
A few days a month for menstrual leave.
Good about that. Hey, and y'all should feel good about it too, because you don't have to put up with my attitude. Or my crying.
Yeah, but I don't think it's a positive for us, because you do a lot more. Then you bring us down.
Oh, okay. Well, that's nice. Cool.
Explain that.
She's even when she's at her freak out most.
Yeah.
Which, man, sometimes, and you know.
It's a lot sometimes.
It's a lot.
Yeah, it varies.
Amy also has the ability to turn it on me. Like, not to turn it on, but to turn it on me and make me be the bad guy.
Oh, I got you.
She'll get really emotional, sort of going, Bobby, I just thought you were better than this. And then everybody starts to hate me because she's you have this great ability to, like, be in that this time and make me the bad guy.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, it's very
interesting. I don't even know I'm doing it.
Because I have to really, like, play cotton balls.
Mm.
Because in Amy,
don't worry, you have your time of the month too.
Not really. It's always.
The problem is we never know when that's coming.
That's just me. That's just me.
No. Y'all, hormones are so real. It's just not even funny. Like, it's legit sometimes.
It's called menstrual leave.
Okay.
But that is ridiculous.
Okay, you have no idea.
No, you have no idea.
Okay.
Guys, there's a talking stick. I'm holding it right now, okay? Companies would have to offer 3 paid days off each month.
Wow. So do you have to offer proof?
That's funny, Amy.
Experts have argued that it makes sense and it makes workers feel happier and more comfortable.
Oh.
Now, we're talking about menstrual leave,
yes.
3 days a month, paid.
Yeah.
Amy, you have the talking stick.
Man, while I would, I have to, initially I'm going with the fact that I want the time off because it would just be amazing, because there's times where you're just in pain and you feel crazy and psychotic, but at the same time, I want to be good at my job and I want to be equal to you guys.
Should women get optional menstrual leave? Yes or no?
Oh, it's optional?
If you want to take it, you take it. 3 days off.
Sure! But I'm probably not going to choose it because I want to be here for you guys and equal to all the men that we're working with. But, I mean, yeah, optional would be great. There's sometimes, honestly, you feel sick. Feel sick.
Lunchbox, you now have the talking
and psychotic.
Stick.
Get out of town, Jack. This is the most ridiculous, proposition ever. 3 days off a month, that's extra. 12 times 3 is what?
36.
36 days of vacation every single year on top of whatever you already get. Guys don't have that option. We want equality. You need to suck it up and get to work. When I have a broken arm or a headache,
that's not a thing that just you get.
Okay, well, everybody gets headaches. They don't get to take 3 days off work for a headache.
Well, maybe.
Come on. No. This is absolutely insane. Okay. Insane in the membrane.
Here's the thing that I was... Because I think it stinks that you guys have to have a period.
It does.
And I always say, if I got to name the 3 days or 4 days that were terrible to me, I wouldn't call them my time of the month. My time of the month should be a happy time, not a time when your insides are fighting each other.
Right.
You know, my time of the month should be, yay, it's my time of the month. I feel so light and fluffy.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be,
y'all don't know what it's like to want to, like, rip your uterus out.
True. Now, here's the thing, though.
Yeah.
You get to actually have a baby and bond with a baby.
No, I don't, actually.
No, women do, in general.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do. And okay. So, see how she turns it on you?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
See how, do you see how she
goodness.
Does that? I'm
I
glad you got to watch that.
And she went the ultimate yes. right there on you like, no, actually, I don't, Mommy. Yes. Like, wow, that's like
well, because I'm, to be fair, I've had a period like every day since I was like, well, I was a late bloomer, 15 maybe.
Every
but,
day?
Not every day, but every month for the rest of my life. And actually, I don't really get to. So that I have that frustration.
But I'm saying I'm talking
too.
About women in general.
Okay,
and I'm glad people can notice how she turns things on me to make me look like the bad guy.
We got an example live yes. on the radio.
Well, I am on my. I would have
yes,
off right now.
I know you would.
If this was implemented, I could take off work right now.
My point is, you get the extra time to bond with the baby as a woman. Maybe I would like to be pregnant. Give me that option if we're talking about options, huh?
Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones Show.
We're talking about menstrual leave, where you get to go off work for 3 days. Denise, what do you think about this? Do you think this is a good idea for workplaces?
I think it's a good off.
Oh, you're cutting out. Say it again. Say it again, you cut out.
I'm sorry. I think it's a good option.
Option.
If it's optional, though, I do feel like it will be held against you if you use it. If it's just an option, period, not just for this, for anything. If you gave us options for, you know, if we had hairy butt day, we'd be like, you know what? If my option, I'm going to take it. You'd be like, oh, he's going to option out. So you're going to hold that against us. It should either be you get it or you don't.
Okay. Well, if I have to pick one or the other, I'm going to say you get it.
You get it.
Yes. And look, I just want to, I love all you guys. I love y'all. Y'all wonderful, even with Fox, even though he is an insensitive, he really is. But I just want to call him out right now.
You want to call Lunchbox out? You're cutting out a little bit, so I want to make sure we get this, okay?
Yes, Lunchbox. I just want to know how many periods he's had in his life.
How many periods?
Zero.
Okay, exactly. So, if you cannot, you don't get to have a vote on something that you don't know anything about.
Lunchbox, your thoughts.
Wait, I don't get to have a vote? Okay, so when you don't come to work and I got to do the work for you, are you going to take less pay?
Well, Lunchbox, do you think women should be punished for something their body's doing to them already? It's something that can't be controlled. I can't help that you don't have a period. If I could, I'd happily pass it off to any man.
Okay, I got a question for you. How many? How many first dates have you paid for?
What?
How many first dates have I paid for? Well,
I think he's asking because...
Yeah,
because
the guy's supposed to pay for the first date, right? You don't have to pay for that. So you can't... If you...
Okay, small...
No, it's the same thing.
Okay.
It's the exact same thing.
Oh, no.
Oh, here we go. Now we want to make exceptions to the rule. You're not cool with that, huh? How many doors do you open for the guy?
I open doors for guys all the time. I don't think that... I don't think it's the same. It would be like this. Okay, say... There's the flu, and only women can get the flu, okay? Because that's what it's like. This is what a period is
no,
like.
No, it's not contagious. Your time of the month is not contagious.
It kind of is, because the girls that I know that when they live together, they get it at the same time.
We sync up.
It's like this. It's like you have a flu, and you are legally insane for like a week every month, okay? And on top of that, you have to pretend to be normal in the world. Okay, and maintain the same level of function. For God's sake, we all need to be equal to men and do the same amount of work. I'm just saying, if you guys were in that condition and bleeding on top of that from any part of your body, you would not be at work. You'd be at home.
I'm not disagreeing with. Hold on, let's take a breath.
Lunchbox would be in the fetal position, dying.
Wait.
Let's put it this way.
Go ahead.
If this goes into effect or whatever, you women are going to lose a lot of jobs because no company is going to want to be falling behind. If they have 10 women employees, that's 30 work days a month that they're going to be having no one there.
Kent in Bismarck, North Dakota.
You guys are crazy.
Hi.
Hey, Kent, what do you think about the menstrual leave is a thing now, and they're talking about, like, should a woman get 3 days a month off?
I think it's a bad idea. I'm a small business owner in Bismarck, North Dakota, and... having paid days off, the more paid days off we give to people, the less money we're making. So all of a sudden, this thing starts turning upside down because we're paying people for not being at work. And as a business owner, we've got to look at not just being able to take care of our employees, but how much can we pay them when they're not at work?
So you think, just fiscally speaking, it's not going to work out?
It is not going to work out.
Yeah. Okay. Listen, lots of opinions.
So just lump it into what you're given as a normal sick days in a year, and women, like, you get sick days as a man. We all do. Equally, we have sick days at
work.
But
you could probably take them for sick days anyway.
Okay, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but you're getting extra. Extra.
The whole thing is extra.
36 extra days a year. Get out of here.
Well, I wouldn't.
You want
take
that?
It.
You start paying for first dates and opening my car door and pick me up for the date.
Different.
Damn. You know, the song I really like is that Tim McGraw Faith Hill song. And I heard it the first time, and I don't hear songs the first time for the most part and go, man, that's really good. It takes me a few times. And everybody has a different opinion. Everybody always has a different opinion. And it's always going to be compared to It's Your Love because it's these two together. And that's one of the biggest country songs of our lifetime. And I was like, ooh, I don't know about it. But I really like it. It feels like old schooly in a way. And I like that it starts with Faith, too. Like, it's just like, boom, Faith Hill right in your face. And you're like, that's what I'm talking about. I don't know. I won't play all of it, but you may have heard it. We played it all Friday. Listen to this. Speak to a girl.
She don't give a damn about your Benjamin Franklins. She wants Aretha. She don't really care how you're spending your money. It's all how you treat her.
So, over the weekend, Lunchbox's sister-in-law came in. And so your sister's sister, who you don't really have a close relationship with.
Right. I know her. You know, I've hung out with her a couple times, but not like I chat with her individually or anything like that. If we're in a group setting, yeah, we're chill, but never one-on-one time.
So you had to spend 5 hours entertaining her?
Entertaining her because my wife had to work. She got in around noon, 1 o'clock on Friday. So what do? I picked her up from the airport. I get on in, threw her luggage in the trunk.
Was it awkward at first?
A little awkward.
Just
like,
that it was you two?
Yeah. It's like, all right, well, I guess you're hungry. All right, let's go get some lunch.
Oh, wow. So you guys went to lunch together.
Yeah, we went to lunch, and then we ate, and I was like,
Where'd you go?
Just a little restaurant in the neighborhood, just real quick, you know, something that doesn't take too long.
Why did you worry about it taking too long?
I didn't want to have to sit there and talk for too long. Like, I don't know what to talk about. Like, she's really, really smart. Like, she likes talking about smart things, and I don't really have smart things to talk about. Like, she watches totally different types of TV shows.
Like what does she watch, and then what do you watch?
Like, I watch, like, Superstore and Real World and Survivor and things like that. And she was trying to explain some show to me about, like, a colonial, or it's back in the day, like, discoverers, like, George Washington. And it's like she has a new crush in history, and I don't even understand what it's called, like, Voyage or something. I don't even know. I don't even know what it's called, but she was like, you can really, it's an hour long. She goes, the first two episodes are really, you know, kind of slow, but once George Washington gets there, and I'm like, okay. So, nothing to talk about. So then afterwards, I'm like, what am I going to do after lunch? I just looked at her. I said, look, I can drop you off at the coffee shop by the house, or you can watch TV, but I'm going to take a nap. And so I took a two-hour nap.
And she just chilled?
And she just chilled and watched some TV.
Do you think she was okay with that, too, though?
Yeah, probably.
Do you think it was weird for her as well?
Yeah. Like, okay, like, for example, she reads a book. Like, she was reading a book. I was like, oh, what book are you reading? I was trying to come up with anything. She goes, Salt. She's reading The History of
the
Salt.
World. Yeah, that's a good book.
It's not The History of Salt. It's like The History of the World,
yeah,
right?
History of the World. Yeah. It's called Salt, The History of the World.
It's like, yeah.
No, it's not, The History of Salt.
Yeah, but how it changed the world. Like, the industry, I think. Pretty sure.
You've read it?
No, I know. This guy writes all about things that happened that changed the whole world. I know about it.
So that happens. And yeah. But then weekend's okay. Is she still here?
Yeah, she's still here, man. She ain't leaving.
Wait.
She's leaving eventually.
When does she leave?
She leaves tonight.
So you go home, though, and your wife's working.
No. Wife took today off, thank goodness.
Okay.
Because I didn't know what. I was like, you've got to. And she's like, no, I took Monday off so I can hang with my sister. I was like, all right, good.
What did you guys do this weekend as a group?
What did we do? We went to a couple restaurants. We went and walked around the neighborhood, took the dogs for a walk. Then they went to the botanical gardens.
Oh, they did stuff.
I skipped out on the botanical gardens. I was like, I got to do this over here. We watched some basketball, things like that.
I saw your Jayhawks lost.
Yeah, they lost. It was a very depressing night, and I was not happy. I was down. I was down in the dumps about that one, and I talked to my dad, and he said, I don't ever cuss at the TV during games, and I was cussing at the TV. It was rough. It hurt.
Eddie's got to call your dad after the show.
Yeah, it makes me feel great now that I hear that.
He didn't have a good weekend either.
He's like, I normally don't cuss at people, but I'm going to cuss Eddie out.
Eddie was talking about how hot Lunchbox's mom was on Friday, and so Lunchbox's dad got upset.
That's not how it went, but okay.
Well, no, Bobby asked you who was hot, and you said Lunchbox's mom.
Yeah.
I said, who's got a hot mom?
That's right.
Leading into songs.
And I went, uh-huh.
And the answer is Stacy, because Stacy's mom's got it going on.
Got it going on.
And immediately, without missing a beat, you go, Lunchbox!
Sorry, dude.
So, well... That's over, though.
Yeah, that's over.
Number two, update. Your wife babysat for Eddie.
Yes.
Because my girlfriend had her album release party.
Yeah, and so we couldn't go.
So you were working.
I was working.
And
so
she was babysitting.
Yeah, she was babysitting, so she couldn't go.
And so you guys, you paid Lunchbox's wife.
Yes, I talked to my wife, and she confirmed that she gave Lunchbox's wife $30. No, $40. Let me see. $40.
You said 40 last week.
$40. For babysitting 3 hours.
And Lunchbox said you didn't pay her crap.
Correct.
So what happened?
Somebody's lying here. Like, I made sure that my wife was telling the truth. She says, yeah, why would I lie about it?
Well, I talked to my wife over the weekend, and she was like, oh, well, they really did give me $40. I just think I didn't think I needed to tell you. And then you went on air and made Eddie look bad. And so she lied to me, and she did get $40. Plus, she got an extra present. Amy was nice enough to give Eddie truffles for his birthday, so Eddie gave the truffles to my wife as a thank you for babysitting.
I think my wife did.
Now Eddie's under the bus.
Yeah, it's like, man,
Why do that?
Oh, man, I'm just saying. Like, I
Wait,
was like,
Eddie, you told me they were so good.
I did have some. I had truffles.
Why is your wife lying to you? Hold on.
I don't know why my wife is lying to me. I don't know. She was just like, oh, you
See,
know.
See, I have a theory.
Okay.
Yes, Eddie.
Why should Lunchbox be upset if his, I don't know their business, but if she's lying to you about money, what's the problem? She doesn't know how much you make. You don't know how much she makes. This is you all's relationship, right?
Well, yeah, but I don't want her getting ripped off. Like, I don't want her getting ripped off. And, like, if you're not going to pay her, that's getting ripped off. But, I mean, I guess the truffles was, like, an like, extra thank you. Like,
I feel like she's slowly trying to tell him that, like, hey, we should know how much money we have.
And she
we
still
should probably
has
share.
No yeah. idea how much you make.
No.
Are you ever going to tell her?
She's never seen one of my paychecks.
What about tax time?
Yeah.
I did the taxes around here.
Okay. Oh, boy. So she doesn't know, but you know how much she makes.
Yeah.
And if she came to you and said, hey, I'd like to know how much you make, your answer would be?
I'm like, nah, we're good. That's on a need-to-know basis, and I don't think you need to know.
Why?
Oh, goodness.
Why does she need to know?
Well, then why do you need to know if she gets babysitting
exactly.
money?
Exactly.
Because I don't want her to get ripped off. I
That's
just said that.
Care
what
about
what if she wants to know how much you make so you're not getting ripped off at work?
Yeah.
No, she because I can check my paycheck. I know.
No,
how
no,
much
no. Like, she thinks she should be making more.
Yeah.
Because you do such a good job. What if she's like, you're deserving more money than this?
Mm-hmm. Well, then that's her opinion, but she's not going to know.
Okay, whatever.
I'm so confused.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
All right, so here's an announcement. The iHeart Country Festival Village is back. We have this massive festival happening May 6th. It's one night. It's tons of awesome artists. And so we're throwing a party before that starts, though, and it's free. It's a free concert. And I'm going to tell you all the artists right now. So I want you to get your butts down to Austin because it's going to be awesome. You start the party early. This year's iHeart Village lineup includes... John Party.
Might have a little dirt on my boots, but I'm taking you uptown tonight. Might have a little mud on my wheels, but they gonna shine with you up inside. Gonna hit the club, gonna cut a rug, burn it up like neon lights. Might have a little dirt on my boots, but we're gonna dance the dust right off them tonight.
Yeah!
Chris Jansen.
But it can buy me a boat.
It's a free show.
It can buy me a truck to pull it. It can buy me a Yeti 110 eyes down with some silver bullets.
Tucker Beathard.
Baby, rock on, rock on.
Rock on, rock on.
Lindsay L.
Boy, what you do to me is criminal. Baby, when I look in those eyes, I feel like going through stoplights, looking at the cops like I got nothing to lose.
Kane Brown.
Now the only way I know that I can get you.
Kip Moore.
In the sun, my truck in a field, and a girl in a red sundress with a nice cold beer to her lips.
Doors open at 2 p.m. Saturday, May 6th, just outside the Frank Irwin Center. Get there early because everything fills up fast. It's free. It's a great way to get the show started. The iHeart Country Festival and that village right there with that entire lineup. John Party, Lindsay L., Tucker Bethard, Kane Brown, Chris Jansen, Kip Moore. It's going to be awesome.
Around 2 a.m. after a few of those beers.
I'll be there.
You want to dive on in?
In case you're wondering. In case you're in doubt, I will be there. We're playing the main stage.
Yeah, we'll be there.
We'll be rocking that.
Yeah.
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 Just wait till what we start with.
Hardcore.
You don't even know when the Raging Idiots play. People don't even know what we're going to start with. You know why?
Why?
We haven't told anybody.
That's right.
Yep.
Not even yourselves.
And we may not even know.
Yeah. We haven't even talked about it yet, but it's going to be crazy, whatever it is. Oh, we have 2 minutes. You can ask me any question you want. This is Eddie's bit idea. Go ahead, Eddie, your question.
I got the first question.
Go ahead.
Are we done with cold weather?
In Nashville.
Like, yeah, in general. Huh? Are we done with the cold? What?
No, I predict there'll be one more colder spell and then we'll be done.
Huh, like snow or just like a cold front?
I think it'll be a front.
Great.
Yeah. Lunchbox, any question you want.
Yes, did Lindsay ever think about naming her album Songs About Bobby?
Yeah.
No,
good
stop.
Question.
What? No, that's a terrible question. No, she didn't. It's not this record is not about me. No.
So that name was never on the table?
No. The answer is no. Amy, your question.
There's a word in one of her songs about...
No, this is not about her.
Oh.
This is not all about her record.
We could ask you anything you want.
I feel like this is a guy with a girl. Like a Blake song, like I'm turning into that. Even this weekend, that's all I'm talking about.
Talking about the girl.
What was Lindsay's record? Go ahead. Do you have anything else?
What do you want me to ask you a question about the weather?
I don't care. Oh,
yeah, that was a terrible question.
What is he, a groundhog?
Okay.
Or a weatherman.
No.
What?
Okay, so she speaks of like the love and like worth the wait, something about the love and love. Like, I'm like,
go.
Like, y'all been together like a long time
probably
now.
Probably 9 or 10 months.
Or 10 months. Yeah. Like, the L word is something that like scares you a little bit.
Spit it out.
Have you thought about the L word a
just
little?
Ask the question.
Have you said the L word?
No, I have not.
Dang.
I haven't, no.
Will you tell us when you do, like the next day?
Ray, you have a question.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Is Lindsay L., is she ever...
Stop!
Let me finish.
Yes. What?
Is she ever considered going public and saying who the album is about? Is she ever going to do that?
I don't know.
I think she should come on our show and we could do it like a prime time slot. As a producer, that's how I was thinking.
She's not coming on the show.
It's probably awkward for you to interview her, but we can do it.
No. She's not coming on the show.
Dang.
None. I just think she owes the people that bought her album that.
Yeah.
That's true.
No, you should let the music define your own life. We don't know what every song's about.
That's right.
And it's not every song's not about me. Not
I'm
even
sure.
Most positive.
Okay.
What's not to like about this
what?
New
okay.
love?
I gotta question.
Go. I gotta go, yes.
How many nights a week are you and Lindsay spending the night together if she's calling them our neighbors?
She did say our neighbors. Enough. I don't know. There's really not. It could be, if she's on the road a lot, it could be one or two. If she's not, it could be more. There's really average 2.5, maybe.
Would
wow. Because I'm gone every weekend. She's gone sometimes 4 times a week. Go ahead.
Would you ever stay at her place and
no, I have
visit
my dog.
Y'all's neighbors over there?
No, they're not y'all's neighbors. And I have a dog. All right, I'm done. Goodbye. I'm getting crushed on Twitter right now.
Why?
Because I said the bit's called Ask Me Anything, and then when you guys asked, I was like, except that.
Mm-hmm.
It's true.
I don't want questions. And I'm not... My girlfriend's not coming on the show as an artist until she has like a single, and I'd put her on anyway. I'm not putting her on until it's like that. She comes on as my girlfriend. That's different.
Okay.
But no, she's not even coming
on.
What's
she doing
there.
This week?
No, she's not coming on. Not yet. All in time. Professional.
Okay. Everything. I mean, it's up to you.
Everything's professional. Everything we do around this place is professional.
We're clearly.
Staying right in line. I did get a text. I mean, name drop for a second, but there's a reason. I got a text from Luke Bryan. And he was like, because you never know when you parody somebody's song, how they're going to feel about it.
Oh, so he knows we parodied his song?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, see, I never know that.
Yeah. He texted me. He said, because Luke has Fast, right?
Fast. That's the kind of car you want to drive when you're 16. Fast.
And our band, The Raging Idiots, parodied it with a song that we call...
Flask.
Right, and fake Luke takes the lead in this one. And so he texted me and he said... Hey, dude, Flask is funny.
Okay, good.
Yeah, so,
woo! I worry about that.
Because we've parodied a couple artists, and they got mad.
One time, Bobby made me parody an artist in front of him, and it was not, like,
No, I made you do the impersonation,
which is kind of the same thing. And like, I was so nervous. And
same artist got like upset. We did. Made fun of the.
We're not making fun of. It's just a parody.
Yeah.
We just find a different word and it sounds familiar and make a song.
Totally.
But Luke thought Flask was funny.
Fast.
The Raging Idiots. If you haven't heard it yet, here we go.
Raging Idiots world premiere.
Here we are, Monday morning. Fake Luke, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready, guys.
You know he likes it.
I'm so excited, y'all.
Sing it extra good. Here we go. Right. Here we go, Raging Idiots.
Flask, that's what you sneak into a ball game on a Friday night. Flask, it's camouflage, which makes it your favorite. Flask. Boss man is keeping me at work and I need my flask. Wish I had my flask. Beer at the concert cost $7.50. Good thing you brought in your own whiskey. Got it for your birthday with your name on the side. Front jacket pocket makes it easy to hide. Oh no, it's Saturday. Kid soccer game, could it be wrong to bring it along? Wife says you can't, ma'am. I just want my flask.
Yes. Fast, that's the kind of car you want to drive when you're 16. Fast.
But Brian approved.
That's the kind of boys that you want on your home team. Fast.
Bobby Bones.
Gonna go. Thank you for hanging with us. If you miss any of the show, iHeartRadio and search Bobby Bones Show on demand after the show today, which is about to happen. Eddie's got to call Lunchbox's dad and apologize.
I do, and I've been thinking about what I'm gonna say, and I have no idea.
Well, you should say, I'm sorry that I said your wife was hot on the radio.
Even though it's a compliment, I'm sorry.
I think he felt it was just disrespectful.
I know.
Felt
I
like
know.
You were checking her out.
Eddie said Lunchbox's mom was hot on the air last week. So there was that. We did make the announcement that our iHeart Country Festival, that the Village is back. And I hope you guys get to come to Austin for this. And the Village is free, too. So the acts include John Party.
Might have a little dirt on my boots, but I'm taking you.
Lindsay L.
Boy, what you do to me is criminal, baby, when I look in those eyes.
Kane Brown.
Now the only way I know that I can get you off my mind.
Tucker Beathard.
Baby, rock on, rock on.
Chris Jansen.
But it can buy me a boat.
And Kip Moore.
So God make girls like you make.
So that was a big announcement for today. It's a free show in Austin before the Irwin Center Festival. So that's cool. Tonight, I'll be doing a show at my house. It's called The Bobby Cast and Aubrey Sellers. So we'll stop by. Gotta go. Hope you guys have a good Monday. Everybody have a good day. Everybody good.
Yeah.
Well, goodbye, everybody. See you on Tuesday.
Bobby Bones.
Show.